Death and Rebirth, An Experience of Ajahn Patana. In my past life, the moment of death arrived as gently as the falling of autumn leaves. There was a sense of acceptance, a peaceful surrender to the inevitable transition. As the last breath left my body, my consciousness floated, untethered. All sensations faded away into a deep, tranquil silence. It was like entering a state of dreamless sleep, a period of profound rest and rejuvenation. When I awoke, I found myself cradled in the arms of a woman, my new mother. I was a baby, reborn into another life. My mind was fresh, untouched by worldly knowledge or prejudices. There were no coherent thoughts, no formed ideas. I was like an open vessel, ready to be filled with new experiences, new learnings. As a baby, I didn't understand the spoken language around me. Words were like birds chirping or leaves rustling in the wind. They were just sounds. But I could feel. I could perceive the emotions carried by the voices, the warmth of a loving touch, the comfort of a lullaby. Even though the spoken language was foreign to my infant self, I understood the language of feelings and emotions. I could sense love, comfort, and safety. It was as if my heart was my compass, leading the way in this new world. As I grew older, I began to learn the spoken language, to form thoughts, to understand the world around me. But I never forgot my early experiences. The memory of my previous death, my rebirth, and my infant days remained vivid. They were not merely memories but profound lessons, an integral part of my spiritual understanding. I remember where I last slept, where I last died and awakened into this new reality. I brought forth the wisdom of my past lives into this one. I remember my journey, my evolution. I knew where I came from, and I recognized the purpose of this life. It was to further evolve my intellect and consciousness, to utilize this physical existence to continue my spiritual growth, and to help others embark on this path of realization too. Through these memories, I came to understand the transient nature of life and the eternal continuity of the soul. I realized that death is not an end, but a transition, a gateway to a new beginning. It is akin to waking up from a deep sleep, refreshed and ready for a new day. I tell my students that just as we do not fear going to sleep at night, we should not fear death. It is merely a part of the grand cycle of existence, a step in our infinite journey as eternal beings. Through my experiences, my teachings, I hope to impart this understanding. Death is not to be feared. It is a transformation, a rebirth, a new beginning in our endless cosmic journey. Embrace it with love, acceptance, and understanding, for it is as much a part of life as birth itself.